With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who made the nominating speech for Jim Jordan as the next speaker, says Jordan is the right person for the job.
As the leader of the Judiciary Committee, Jim has passed more bills through the House in just 3 years than the entire Democrat leadership team that has their collective 28 years in Congress.
Another House vote is underway for the speakership position as Jim Jordan pressed for a third vote, but it appears this third vote will end as the first two ballots did, with Jordan not receiving the votes needed to win the gavel. Also at SRNNews.com, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there are still a lot of conditions in place before the trucks carrying the aid needed for Gazans can go through.
So these trucks are not just trucks. They are a lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza. And to see them stuck here makes me be very clear. What we need is to make them move.
Meanwhile, Israel has bombarded the Gaza Strip and began evacuating a sizable Israeli town near the border with Lebanon, the latest sign of a potential ground invasion of Gaza that could trigger regional turmoil. Israel's defense minister said that after the country destroys the Hamas militant group, the military does not plan to control the Gaza Strip. The United Auto Workers Union says President Sean Fain will update members on progress in talks with Detroit's Big Three automakers. He's scheduled to do a live video appearance this afternoon. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 171 points. The NASDAQ losing 182 points. This is SRN News. A battle for religious freedom is playing out in Michigan.
The state has an aggressive LGBT anti-discrimination law that would force Christian health care to hire people who aren't believers, as well as provide sex change operations. Alliance Defending Freedom is going to bat for the medical nonprofit before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. ADF Senior Counsel John Bursch says, quote, religious organizations should be free to operate and serve their communities according to their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit filed last month relating to Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's new policies in Virginia on transgender students will be dropped. The Virginia Beach School Board was defying Youngkin until parents filed suit and the board gave in. The governor has ordered that teachers and students be allowed not to use a transgender person's preferred pronouns. Several other Virginia counties are defying Youngkin. This is SRN News. The U.S. Army private who fled to North Korea now charged with desertion.
Private Travis King's sudden bolt into North Korea came after he had been released from a South Korean prison on July 10th, where he had served nearly 2 months on assault charges. After about 2 months, North Korea abruptly announced that it would expel him. King was then flown to an Air Force base in Texas. Now officials say King is facing charges including desertion and possessing sexual images of a child. King's mother says her son should be afforded the presumption of innocence and says she feels that something happened to her son while deployed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
CVS Health pulling from its drugstore shelves some cough and cold treatments that contain an ingredient that has been deemed ineffective by doctors and researchers. The company will remove a small number of products that contain phenylephrine. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.